To me, Shin Mem Tes seems to be about when the Shomer is more than an individual. You know, it's a little bit like we've had in previous Simon, and we've dealt with the idea of a company, of a Shutfus, as being different from the individuals. And although generally in Halacha there's not much recognition to the concept of a company having a personality, but we did see that Shutfim have a different relationship to responsibilities than to separate individuals. And it seems that this Simon, Shin Mem Tes, deals with the fact that when a Shomer takes a Pikodon into his home, the home is a system. The home is not just an individual. And exactly how far that system goes is relevant. And that's why I thought in Sifkot Aleph in the Ktzos, that the reason he brings the whole question of the Gag is just how far geographically does the home. In Sifkot Beis we'll deal with how far in terms of individuals does the system of the home extend. But in Sifkot Aleph, I thought possibly he's talking about how far does the geography of the home extend? And he's claimed that there's a machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli, and according to the Bavli, wherever he has the right to be makdish something, it's in his system, it's under his control. Whether it's geographically in his, you know, in line of sight or not is irrelevant. The fact that he can be makdish means he has rishus over it, is how it's defined.
But if the first one was geographic, then why would you say Beis is about the home? Isn't it about the relationship between the people? Because in the home there is a man, the Shomer, and his wife. And now, what is the wife's responsibility on this item?
Yes, so we're looking at the system called a family or a home.
The home is the people in it.
The home and the people in it. That's a system. And there's a kind of a certain halachic recognition of them functioning as a system, not just as a unique individual. And that's all based on Kol HaMafkid al-Das Ishto V'nei Beisu HaMafkid. So that you understand when you're being mafkid, it's not the same as being mafkid into to an individual or to a bank or whatever. When you're mafkid and somebody says, I'll take care of it for you in my house, you understand that there are certain latitudes that are implied by that. And that's the understanding of the arrangement. Otherwise, you would have to specify and say, I don't want anybody else to come near this object. It's only you, nobody else in your family. You would have to make that the deal. But bestam, there's an assumption that a person's home, being both his house and his family, are part of the Shemirah. And exactly how far that goes, so in Sifkot and Aleph, we're looking at it physically, and in Sifkot and Beis, we look at the social context. That's how I think we might look at it. So let's get started with Sifkot and Beis. Have you got a tour and Shulchan Aruch handy?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's start with a tour and see the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, because that's where the whole thing starts from. So if we look at the tour in Simon Shin Mem Tes, right from the beginning.
Just getting there.
We got it. So Shin Mem Tes Echod v'ish v'echod v'ish v'shegonvu chayavim l'shalem arba v'chamishu. So man or woman, it makes no difference. Explains the prisho afapi dichsiv ish ki yignoiv. Even though why does he even say this? Why would we have a half a minute? Would be any different? Because it says ish ki yignoiv kvar hishva kosev isha l'ish l'chol onshin l'chol dinin l'chol misa shabat Torah. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tesvav goes through three different limudim. There's a trichus as to why you need all three different limudim to say that ish and isha are equal when it comes to onshin, dinim, and misos. They're all treated the same, and man and a woman are equal.
Where were you reading?
In the Prisha.
Sifkot Malav.
In the Prisha Sifkot Malav.
I have Echad Isha, Ve'ish Tichsiv Gavi Gneva Bo Lamayit Katan, Kidla Kaman.
That's, you got that in the Prisha?
Yes.
In Sifkot Malav, you don't have Perish, Afal Pi Dichtiv, Ish Ki Yignov, Kvar Hishwa HaKosov.
That's interesting. Maybe
Echad ish ve'echad ha'isha v'chulu perish afal b'idichtiv ish. You don't have that.
No.
Interesting. A different. You got a different version of Prisha. That's interesting. Anyway, so we'll.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. So he's simply explaining what the Havamina is that an Isha would be any different.
Okay.
But where an Isha is different, it's not that an Ashes Isha is Ptura. An Ashes Isha is Chayev, it's the same as anybody else's Chayev, but she doesn't have the wherewithal to be able to pay back. If a woman stole, if an Ashes Isha stole, and the Keren is still available, then she has to return it. And the kefil remains a debt, which she would have to pay once she becomes independent, either by becoming an almona or a grusha. And here comes the part that concerns us. She'elo la'adoni avi'arosa. Eishes ruvin hish'ila la'eishes shimon klei chesef v'chlei zohof. So valuable kelim. It wasn't money. It was kalim, but they were valuable kalim, silver and gold. And the rumor had it that these precious items had disappeared, that they'd been stolen. The shala Eishes Ruven chafotzel, so Eishes Ruven gets worried and goes to Eishes Shimon and asks for the items. The omra Eishes Shimon ain li mimol l'shalim. The rumors are true; they were stolen. And I don't have the ability to repay Shakul Shil Bali, because in everything we own belongs to my husband. The Shimon Bala Omar Gamkin Loya Shalim Lach. So they go to Shimon, Eishes Ruven goes to Shimon and says, I understand, you have all the assets of the home. He says, I'm not going to pay Klum Shalin or Satoli Klum. I have nothing to do with you. You didn't give me anything. The Gam Chishtin Lishimon Atzmo Shiyodea Man Ase Bohem. And the story is, the rumors are that they're colluding. The rumors are that Shimon knows exactly what happened. And the rumors even suggest that maybe he's got them in his Swiss bank account somewhere. So, obviously, this isn't a very savory couple. And the rumors in the town are that they've colluded to steal the Klei Chesef and Klei Zov of Eishes Ruven. He acknowledges, I'm aware that they were around. I saw these silver and gold items, but I have no idea what happened to them. And therefore he wants to be mistalek completely from the din, and she's got no money, and what do we do? Shuva? Homil sepshita. This is all very simple, says the Rosh. She'ein Shimon chayev l'shalem, mashalav se'ishto. Shimon doesn't have to pay what the wife borrowed. And anybody who lends to an Eishes Ish needs to clarify that up front and realize what the risks are. However, he's a little bit involved because he admits having seen the chafotzim, but they came to his bais. It's all very well saying, I've got no money to pay because everything belongs to my husband. In that case, the reshus also belongs to your husband. The whole bais belongs to your husband. And your husband is acknowledging that these chafotzim were in his reshus. Therefore, tzorich lishovo. Therefore, he becomes a shomer chinam and has to take the shvuas hashomrim. She'enam bereshusay v'shaloi shalach bohem yad v'shaloi poshe b'mashin ignavu. He now has the din of a full shomer chinam and has to take, because he's acknowledging they were in his reshus. If anything that's in your reshus, I don't know if you remember when we were learning the shomrim. We came out that a shomer, becoming a shomer chinam is different from becoming one of the other shomrim. All the other shomrim have responsibilities with no rights. All the other shomrim have rights as well as responsibilities. So there needs to be a specific kinyan, or at least there needs to be a verbal agreement that defines whether they're shomer socha, socha, or shoyel. But a shomer chinam you become kind of automatically. If I've got your chafotzim in my house, I'm a shomer chinam. What else am I? With minimum requirements, all I've got to be careful is not to be pusher. I don't have the right to be mazik your chafotzim because they're in my rishus, even if I didn't ask you to put them there. If you left something at my house, you were at me for Shabbos, and you left something in my house, you left your talis bag in my house, I can't throw it out, I can't destroy it, I can't damage it. And likewise, I can't be posher. I don't have any other chiyuvim. I don't have any other chiyuvim, but I'm a shomer chinam. So you don't need, if to become a shomer chinam, all you need is that it's in your rishus and that you're aware that it's in your rishus.
No agreements at all.
You don't need a specific agreement to become a shomer chinam. Vegam ha'isha tishova she'inon birushuso. She also has to say, I don't have it in somewhere hidden away. And then they have to make a psakdin that there's a debt, she owes the money to Ashes Ruvain, if she becomes an independent woman again, and that's how the Rosh paskens. Says the Beis Yosef in the Berek Habayis, B'teshuvas HaRosh Shebiyadeinu Kosov Kemoshe Kosov Rabbeinu. In our editions of the Tshuvas HaRosh, it's written exactly the way the Tur quotes it. V'yesh litmoa, and it's very difficult. Lama tzorich lishova shaloi posha. Why does he have to take a shvur that he wasn't posher? Shemeachas she'eino shomer. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't accept that he's a shomer. When did he become a shomer? What made him a shomer? So according to the Beis Yosef, what I suggested, that a shomer chinam, you don't need any kind of agreement. The mere fact that you know that something's in your rishus and it isn't yours makes you a de facto shomer chinam. You can't become a de facto shomer socher or seicher, or seicher or shoyel. That has to be by agreement. But a shomer chinam is de facto. It's just that's the situation. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't agree. You have to become a shomer chinam, and he never agreed to become a shomer chinam. If he was posher, what difference does it make? And I in fact saw the Tshuvas HaRosh quoted differently by the Chazei Atnufa. Hishmit Shalei Posher Bahim. He removes the Shalei Posher Bahim, either because he has a different girsa or because he just thinks there's a mistake in that. He also agrees that he's not chayev not to be posher because he's not a shomer. So why does he have to take a shvur of shalei sholach bo yod? Aval im sholach yad bohem afa pish ein a shomer chayev the shol shalei midas gazlan havi. Shlichus yad here doesn't mean shlichus yad as it's in the Torah in Parshas Shomrim. In Parshas Shomrim, you'll remember when we learned shlichus yad in Parshas Shomrim, it had a specific meaning. You take it, you touched it, you just anything, your relationship to it changes. That's a specific Zeres HaKosov of Shlichus Yad as part of Hilchus Shomrim. But since here you're not a Shomer, says the Beis Yosef, the Shlichus Yad we're talking about here simply means Geneva. And I don't know if you remember when we learned it, we learned that Shlichus Yad is sometimes used simply to mean to take something that doesn't belong to you, and sometimes it means specifically the Zeres HaKosov of the Din of Shomrim. Here, says the Berek Habayis, this has got nothing to do with Shlichus Yad aus din Shomrim, because he isn't a Shomer. This is Shlichus Yad in the simple meaning of the term. He's got to say, I didn't use it, because if I used it, I'm a Shol Shalom Midas. Because even though when a person is mafkid to a Shomer Chinam, he's mafkid al das Ishto Yevonov, with a Shol, that doesn't mean that Ishto Yevonov can use the object. The people who have the right to use the object is only the person to whom I lent it. And therefore, if he used the object without permission, he becomes a gazlan. As a gazlan, he becomes chayev. So he's got to say, I wasn't a shoel shelo midas. I didn't use this object. It was in my house, but I never agreed to become a shomer, nor did I take it as a shoel. And he would be chayev. Ha'isha ena tzricha lishova elo shenam birushusa. And she only has to take a shvur that it's not in her rishus. Aval shelo sholcho b'em yad v'shelo posho ein lohem inyan. But she doesn't have to take the shvur of shalei sholcha bo yod because she was the shoelis. She had the right to use it. So there's no reason for her to take that shvur. She's a shoelis and there's no other chiyuvim. So the Beis Yosef corrects the girsa of the Tshuvas HaRosh according to the way it's quoted by the Chazei HaTnufo, and regards and does not regard the Baal as a shomer, and all we have to be sure is that he's not a shol shelomidas. That's what the and then if you got a Shulchan Aruch handy?
Yes. So she's considered a shomer and him not.
So she's a shoeles and he's a nothing.
And they both have the same shua of shaleber shusi. Yeah,
we've got to say shaleber shusi, so we know that he hasn't hidden it somewhere. But he doesn't have to take, and shalei sholach b'yad, he's got to also say that he didn't use it without permission, because that would make him a gaznan.
And she doesn't have, because she can be shalei
b'yad. She's allowed to use it.
Why no pshia for her?
Because she's chayev with or without pshia. It makes no difference whether she was b'shas. She's a shul.
Right.
So what's important, so the Shulchan Aruch brings it the way we would expect from the Beis Yosef in Shin Mem Tes. And quotes it, starts off with the Echad Ish ve'Echad Isha, and in Sif Beis he brings the Shaila Eishes Ruvin Yishuv Eishes Shimon Chafotzim v'Yotzakol Beish Nignevu im Shimon Moideh Shachafotzim Bo Lirushusu v'En Yodeh Ma Naseh Bohim Tzorik Lishov V'Sheinam Birushusu V'Shelo Yisholach Bohem Yad וגם האיש התושב שאינו ברשוסו ויכתבו עליה פסק דין שחייבת לשלם להחפוצים לכשתסעלמן ותסגרש. So he quotes it exactly as he says in the Bedek Abayis. That's consistent, but not as it is in the two. He departs from the two. So we would think just to leave it there and say, well, so that's it. There's a mistake in the two. But if you'll notice at the end of Sif Koten Beis, of Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a hago in brackets. Vayin leil sif simen tzadivov, says the Ramo. Because at the end of tzadivov, there are more paskins like the two. Despite the, you can look at that. You can look at that afterwards. At the end of tzadivov, the Ramo brings exactly the same as the two, that the Baal has to take all three shvuas, including shaloi pasha. So it's not so simple that you can just write the Rosh off as a misprint. The Ramo certainly doesn't. And that's why the Sma feels it necessary to bring it in here. So let's do both Smas, Sifkoten Dalet and Sifkoten Hei.
Well, let's go back. Well, there it is, yeah.
Sorich Lishova She'enam Bereshusoi. אף שהוא טען הסופק, ובטור ובתשובס הראש כוסף בזה המעשה, וגם חושדים לשימון עצמו שיודע מה שנעשה ובשם עדיין הם לרשוסו, ומשמע דבני העיר היו חושדים לעשה לפי ראוס עיניהם, ולפי זה יש לומר די משום הכי השביעוהו, that the reason they make him take a shvuah is because they're already רגליים לדובה, people are talking, there are reasons to suspect. Even though he's a sofek, normally we wouldn't make him take a shvuah as a sofek. He says, I don't know what happened to them, but since there are these strong rumors, we give him a shvuah. Aval amechaber shelo hi'itiko vaday sfirle belav hakinami mashbiyin oso. But the mechaber who doesn't bring the rumors into this equation believes that he would have to take a shvuah even without the rumors, even though it's a shema. They came into his rishus and they're no longer there. So there are cases like that in the Gemara where you come to my house and you're waiting for me in my living room, and when I come in, the safe is open and the money's gone. That's raglayin ledavar. I know that nobody else has been in there and you're there, and so that's right. When there's a reyesa like that, there is a case to do a shua even al tana sofik.
So how does it differ? How does the reyesa differ from the koil? Or are they affect the exact same thing?
The result is the same, but you don't need a koil according to Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says even without the koil, the fact that he acknowledges that it was there, that creates the reyesa. It was there and it's no longer there. So you're one of the suspects. Or you're a person of interest, as the law enforcement people like to say. Kechol shvuah shomer shein sofek. Any shvuah shomer is sofek. The shomer can't say for sure what happened. Mitam shekasavti b'simer eshtadir. Kivan shevadai bo liyadoi v'achshav eino. We know for sure it was in your issues, and we know for sure it's no longer there, and you don't know what happened.
Explain.
Umehan nami tzorek lishov esholi poshavo. Af agav de loy kiblu alav shmira. I asked the Smara, so why does he have to make a pshir? He was never mekabel shmira. And we have a case where a person says, here are the goods, I'm putting it in front of you, take it. That doesn't make him a shomechinim if the Bailim doesn't take it away. That's different where he actually says, I'm no longer a shomer, he's mistalek from shmira, and he's ready to hand it back. That's different from just accepting the status quo. So says the Sma, this idea that you can just become a shomer chinam, applies even without a verbal agreement, as long as you didn't specifically deny your willingness. Mashen ken kain, but here he didn't say anything like that. He didn't give it back. He didn't say I don't want to be a shomer chinam, and therefore he's tzorich lishov a shiloi poshabo, and therefore he's got to make a shvur of shiloi poshabo as well. So the Sma is learning like the Rosh of the two, not like the Mechaber. And in Sifkot, Mehevi shiloi sholach bo yad, betur kosov gam shiloi poshabo shigonov, shenigna, v'chen kosov moram le'el bahagos of simen tzadivov. And the two actually adds that in, and so does the Ramo. So the Sma is chilek with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Beis Yosef, and believes that since he didn't specifically say, "I don't want to be a shomer chinam," he is a shomer chinam, and he's chayev shvua, shloi posha. That's the Shulchan Aruch that we've got. So let's have a look at the Ktzos HaChosha now.
Saying that the crux of this is what is the default when something ends up in somebody's rishus without saying a word? Is there a default position that one Jew is a shomer chinam to another?
Yeah, if something is in your rishus and you didn't respond that you don't want responsibility, then you are responsible to the level of a shomer chinam, nothing more than that, but to the level of a shomer chinam, you're responsible.
That's obligate a serious shrua.
And you know, and presumably this criteria is to how it got in your house. The Bar Das brought it in, maybe that's different than if it's you didn't even know it was there.
Yes, if you didn't know it was there, you might not be a shrua.
Or if it came in by an oinus and you did know, maybe that's different. Or
well, I think the moment you know it's there,
that's the starting point.
The moment you know it's there and you don't call the Bailim immediately and say, please get rid of it, if you don't know who the owner is, then it's an Aveda. But if you know who the Bailim is and you didn't say, come and get your things, because I don't want to be a shomer, then you are a shomer.
But is there a difference perhaps if as you said, a member of the household brings it in, so your wife brings it in,
you know about it,
and so it's sort of an element of the system has accepted a shmira in a sense, or let's say your example earlier where someone left it there by mistake, where it wasn't brought in by the system, it was left there in an owner situation. Is that still the same thing where you have to say come and pick it up? I'm not going to look after it.
So I think we'll get clarity on that through the seif and in a piece of Gemara that we have to look at in Bov Metzia. I think we'll get greater clarity, but I think so far all we know is that when something comes into your rishus and the Baal's house is his rishus and you acknowledge it's there and at no time expressed the unwillingness to be a shomer, you are a shomer chinam de facto. So the Ktzos HaChosha starts by quoting the Sma. Kosova smazal the two Kosov Gamshalo Poshaba Shiningva Kosov Maram Leel Bagosov Kamashirim Biu Nirim Divre Ashukonoruch Debekavona Hishmit Lahai Shvua. So he is suggesting that the Sma is not disagreeing with the Shukonoruch, he's just saying, hey, you left out one Shvua, I'm sure you meant to include it. Which is strange, because the Sma would surely have seen the Beis Yosef, the Bere Kabais, where he very clearly argues that it needs to be left out. But from the Lashon of the Ktzos, it seems that he's learning in the Sma, that the Sma is not suggesting that there are more is chilek with the Shulchan Aruch, but that he's just correcting, but you left out one piece. Because he says, Miyuniru medivra Shulchan Aruch, the bekavon ish mitl haishvur. Says the So says the Ksos HaKoshen. I think this was Kavona, because if you look at the Bereka Bayis, then you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't believe it should have been there in the first place. Ketuvas Harosh V'Yadenu Kozu Kumosh Kosav Rabbeinu V'Yesh Nidmoa Lama Tzurich Mishov V'Sholei Posha Shemeachar She'en Neshome Ki Posha Mai Havi Matasi B'Sefer Chazeh Atznufa Shekosu Kolosh Nazeh Yishol Ahu V'Gam Hi She'enu Merishuso Sholei Sholach Hu Yad Bohem Ad Kan L'Shoen. That's the lotion of the Chazeh Atznufa. And the Bereka Kabayis goes on, Hishmet Shiloi Poshu Behem V'Tzalim Ne'mash Kusavti Kivan She'en Baal Shomer. So he says quite clearly, but the Reis Yosef says he is not a Shomer Chinen. Ki Poshu Behem Mai Havi Aval Im Sholach Yad Behem Afa Pishu En Shomer Chayev the Shul Shli Midas Gazanu V'Chayev Ad Kan L'Shoen Shel Hasma. That's Shel HaBereka Kabayis. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, V'ayin mashik kosavti b'simen reish tzadi beis, deheichad de'eino shomer, ike gavni d'le mechayev afilu mishum shlichus yad. So you remember we learned that. That if you're not a shomer, there are times when there's no shlichus yad, because shlichus yad is a din in shomer. Ayin sham d'ayinu b'hach shlichus yad, d'chadis rachmono b'shomer. That is the specific shlichus yad which the Torah was mechadish in parsha shomer. Uvismakos of Zal, umi haita metzorit nishova shalei posha avakav delekibel alav shmiro. And what does the sma mean? And the sma says he is a shomer, basically. Even though he was not mekabel shmiro, he is a shomer. The nirin divrei abeis Yosef. I go with the Beis Yosef, says the Ktzos HaChoshen. So the Ktzos HaChoshen is going to defend the Beis Yosef against the tur and the sma. Veniru divrei abeis Yosef bevedek habayis, the ein tzor yeshua shalei posha, the ein o shomer klal. That is not a shomer at all, says the Ktzos HaChoshen. I agree that is not a shomer at all. Ulufizia, I'm just conscious of time. Gershon, you had a time.
I have a good 20 minutes left. Okay. That's okay.
Okay. ולפי זה, הקשבור דאינו ברשוסוי, נמי אינו משבורס השמי. So if you're going to go along with what I say, says the Ktzos, that according to the Berek HaBayis and the Shulchan Aruch himself, the Baal is not a shomer, then all these shvuos he's taking, including דאינו ברשוסוי, is not a shvuos השמי. Kivan דאינו שמי klal, ואינו אלו shvuos heses. This is an additional shvuos added on by the Baal HaChomim to clarify any doubts. Umishum davi raglaim ledova kivan shemoide shechafotzim bor lirushusoi, because they are raglaim ledova, because he agrees that the chafotzim were in his rishus. Uveraglaim ledova nishboin heses al hasofek. Kemoshikosov haramo besimen ayin hay. And already in simen ayin hay we establish that even if it's only a sofek, if they are raglaim ledova, there is a chi of shvuas heses. This is not a shvuas hashomrim, it's a normal shvuas haheses that we would give any suspect. Where there's a raglaim ledova.
Right. So is he trying to say that we now know that there's no shvua about Pshia because he's not a shomer, and if you're going to ask me why am I making him swear she'ein b'reshusa, that might imply again that he is a shomer. Know that this is another reason that he's not a shomer, that the shvua comes from. What's the shvua coming from? It's not shmira.
It's called Shavuos Heses. You had something in your possession and it's disappeared. And the rumors are, even without the rumors, you had something in your possession, it's no longer there. What happened to it? So you say you don't know. We're worried.
It doesn't matter. We don't care what. Well, we're not calling you a shomer again. You're not a shomer, and therefore you don't swear about Pshita.
You're a suspect of theft.
So this Shavuah again has nothing to do with Shmira.
No, not according to the Ktzos HaChoshen and the Bereka Bayis. The Bereka Bayis made that clear too. He said even Shlichus Yad is not a Shvuas HaShomrim. And right. Says the Rambam, and don't think that She'enu B'Rishusa is Shvuas HaShomrim. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, don't think She'enu B'Rishusa is Shvuas HaShomrim. None of them are Shvuas HaShomrim.
So then you're going to say, so why on earth is he swearing here when it's his wife? His wife's the one that borrowed this stuff. Why is this?
because it was in his rishus. The house is his.
So I'm saying
I've lost my pen. I've got a valuable pen. I've lost it. And you don't say to me, I'm sorry to hear it. You say to me, the last place I saw it was in my house. And so, I say, oh, and what happened then? And you say, I haven't a clue. So I said, would you mind taking a shvur that you haven't a clue? All I want to know is that, to the best of your knowledge, it's not in your rishus anymore.
So the cause of the shvur that it is not in Bereshusa was the raglaim ledavar.
Yes. Was the fact that you said it was Bereshusa at one point. So the chazoka was, the last thing we know is it was in your rishus. So all we want you to take a shvur is that it's no longer in your rishus.
Nothing about usage or touching it or...
No, that's shlichus yad. Shlichus yad would be usage, because if you used it, if you say yeah, your pen was in my house, in fact I used it to write, then we would say, so now you have a din gazlin.
Right, but I thought we took it for granted that this fellow was admitting that it was Bereshusa.
Yes, but not that he used it.
But now he's making a shvua she'enu Bereshusa.
That it's no longer in his Rishus.
Oh, that right now it isn't.
Yes.
So he's not.
Yeah.
He might not be able to make a shvua be'echrat that it's enu Bereshusa. Maybe it's, would you say, mitoch she'enu yichol lishav u'mishalem? In other words, if he says, I did see your pen, I have no idea where it is now.
Yeah, it's no longer where I saw it. I've searched the house, and to the best of my knowledge, it's Eino Bereshusi, which means I must assume it was stolen.
Right, and I think the reason that he's making this true is because at one point he had been moida.
Yes, I know the last place it was seen was in his house.
Right. Okay. So far there's no shia because he's not a shomer, and this other shvua is, there's another source, which was raglaim ledavar, and it's shvua sechta.
Right.
Okay.
So this is just a standard tool based in to clarify a matter. It's got nothing to do with...
To remove suspicion.
What does hesis mean?
It's like removal. You're removing suspicion. You remove him as a...
Okay.
Okay. And I have, not only do I think the Beit HaKabayis is right, but I have a serious problem with the Ramo and the Sma. Okay, you want to say that he's a shomer, I get that. And I understand that you're saying he's more of a shomer than he would have been if he said, here it is, take it away. We learned, if you'll remember, that the din of a baal is like a din of a lokeach. If a woman comes into a marriage with borrowed goods, the husband is entitled to assume that they belong in the house and he can use them. And by using them, it doesn't make him a ganav. He's just like, it's as if it's his for that time. And therefore the baal is potter even from pshia. He isn't a shomer, he has a din of a lokeach. He's entitled to assume it belongs to him. So the whole discussion there is whether he can be called pshia bevailim, whether that's called pshia bevailim or it isn't. And we say, no, it's not called pshia bevailim, because it's not in the presence of the actual baali. So if he's pusheya,
he's not a shomer.
He's not a shomer, and he's not chayef for pshia.
Because he's a lokeach, gam pshia bebaalim.
So there's a very light, the din is very light with him in terms of his responsibilities for this chayefetz. And then he takes quite the Ktzos HaChoshen takes quite a jump. This is not only if she comes into the marriage with a borrowed item, says the Ktzos HaChoshen, this should also be with
even now.
And we can't say that it's talking where she told him. Then he couldn't be a lokeach. The whole idea of being a lokeach is she comes in with a whole lot of stuff. He doesn't have to go through her inventory and say what is yours, what is it, what is Shula. He's entitled to assume that it's all hers and that he has the din of a lokeach. But if she tells him specifically, then he isn't a lokeach. So maybe here she told him, these clay zov and clay kesef are not mine, they're shulim from Eishes Ruven. Then he would be chayev even be'insin. If that were the case, that he knew that they were shulim, then he would have the din of a shoyel. And here, because the only thing that the Rosh says he has to make a shvuah on is that they were not, that he was not posher, implies if he was not posher, he's potter, even if they were nansu, because he has the din of a shoyel mechina. So clearly, it's not talking about where she told him that they were shulim. So he says, yes, I saw the clay zohov and the clay chesef. I thought my wife bought them.
Have we found the kasha lituva yet, other than the difference between being married before or getting married and bringing it in?
No, that's the kasha lituva, that he has the din of a lokeach. If he didn't know they were shulim, he has the din of a lokeach. If he has the din of a lokeach, then he isn't chai of anything.
That's his kasha. Why are you saying that he's a default shomer? He's a default lokeach.
Not only did he not take on shmira, but he's even better than that. He's protected by the din of a baalas kelokeach.
Okay. So that's kasha one.
That's all the oy. The hakos of haramo, the beinan dafke nishtamish bo laachas shidiyasu or shikibel olav lihiyos shoyel. And if you look in the Ramo, you'll see that Ramo says that he only becomes a shoyel if he's used it. She says these kelim are borrowed, and he says good, and he uses them, then he becomes a shoyel. But if he says thank you for telling me, that doesn't make him a shoyel. He's still protected by the din of lokeach. So you've got to say that these shvuas are only because of shvuas heses, that they're not a shvua shomrim, and therefore there is no reason to say a shaloi poshabo. The only shvuas he would have to take is that he himself was not the ganav, nor that he used them, because if he used them, knowing that they were shulim, then he becomes a shoyel. That's the only thing he would have to take a shvua for. So says the Ktzeis HaChoshen, I can't see any basis for this man to be considered a shomer, and if he's not a shomer, then not only is he not a shomer, but he's even protected as a din of a baal kelokeach dami, and he has no chiyuvim other than not to actually steal them himself.
So, how do we know that the sma or even the tur agree with this concept of lokeach? That maybe for some reason they feel he never got to the point of lokeach. The default shomer kicks in before the role of lekeach, because he had admitted that it was brishusa.
Yes, but you're not knowing. But the Ktzeis HaChoshen says the only way he becomes a shoel like her is if he uses it. He says, "I know they were not ours. I know you borrowed them, and I've used them. Until that time, he's not. He remains kelekeach."
That was in his v'od part.
Yes. Have a look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Vav.
Right. He's actually saying the Rama himself makes that.
Yes. Even on the Rama, he's got. That's why his kash is on the Rama and on the Sma. If you look at Shin Mem Vav at the end of Shin Mem Vav at the end of Sif Yud Zayin.
And then you
Sif Yud Zayin talks about Isha Sheshola v'achar kach nises hare abal kelokeach. That's Sif Yud Zayin. Okay, you got that in Sif Zayin?
Yeah.
Sif Yud Zayin. So Isha Sheshola v'achar kach nises, then the baal is like a lokeach. Go to the end of the Sif. The imhu dia es baalo, the last line of Shulchan Aruch, just before the Ramo. The imhu dia es baalo shehishula. If she tells the baal, these chafotzim are not mine; these are borrowed. Hareze nichnas tachteo, he becomes the shoyel. says the Ramo, v'dafka shenishtamish bo l'acha shudiyasu, or shekibel olav liyosu ashur. He has to actually acknowledge it. So you see that Ramo himself requires action, not just a passive. You can't become a shemir, a shur passively. You actually have to do something. You have to either use the chayfetz or say so. So his shvur shul shalak bo yad is to say, I didn't use it. I didn't touch it. Yes, I knew they were there, but I didn't know anything about where they came from, and I never used them. So I'm not a shul shalim yidas, and I never became a shul altogether. I retained my din of a lokeach, an innocent lokeach. The idea of the lokeach is he's innocent. He doesn't really understand where they come from. Says the chayshin that Ramo himself paskins that way. So how can he here support the tour in the way he quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh and not the Shulchan Aruch himself? So the Tzis HaChoshen comes out strongly in favor of
Beis
of the Beis Yosef.
So Tura Lokeach on items that come that are borrowed before the marriage, and that he extends it to say it even implies on things that are borrowed during the marriage.
Yes.
I mean, the Gemara only gives the first case.
So that's a bit of a leap, that he says it applies even for things that are during the marriage, because what the next, you know, the day after the marriage, he sees again. He doesn't have to go through her inventory of chafotzim as soon as they get married and clarify exactly what's hers and what isn't. He's entitled to assume that unless she tells him otherwise, everything in the home is theirs, is hers. So if she borrows it the next day or she borrows it a year later, how is he to know that this isn't hers? Is what the Tzis HaChoshen suggests.
Yeah.
So that's the only relative weakness in the Tzis HaChoshen's argument. But even without that, he's already got a problem before that in saying that that he doesn't become a Shomer Chinam. So what we're going to do next is actually, this is one of the rare cases so far where we're going to actually answer the Tzis HaChoshen and support the Shulchan and support the Ramo and the Sma, because I think the Vilna Gaon does that.
Why didn't he leave at the end with a Tsar Ian?
He says that he disagrees. He doesn't think there's anything
Tsar
to be in.
He actually does. He says Tsar Ian just before he says Ulamimah Yosef.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay.
So the piece in preparing then for next week, what we'll do then is a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Beis. If you can learn that Gemara up with Rashi and Tosfos, it's the Gemara that starts on Mem Beis on with Aleph at the bottom.
Bava Metzia.
Membe is at the bottom. How gavre the afkid zuzi gabi chavre? So this is somebody who was mafkid money with his friend, and his friend gave it to his mother to take care of. So there you see the whole household thing coming into play. So it's that piece of Gemara until Hahu apatrupe on the next omud, which is about 10 lines from the top.
Okay.
That little sugya with the Rashi and Tosfos, and then I'll show you how I understand the Vilna Gaon. You can look at the Vilna Gaon. The one Vilna Gaon is on our piece here, and the other Vilna Gaon is on this other piece of Ramo that we've just looked at, the Shulchan Aruch we've just looked at. And I think I'll check it carefully during the week. But I think that if we learn the Gemara in Hamafkid the way the Vilna Gaon learns it, that we will understand the Tshuvas HaRosh the way the Tur brings it, and the way the Sma understands it, and the Ramo. And we might in fact learn that it's a machlokes rishonim in how to understand that Gemara on that Mem Beis.
The Ketos knew that, right? That it came down to a difference of
Rishonim. So it's difficult why he wouldn't bring that, or that he just to him it's just there's only one way to learn the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis, and his whole as we've always had with him, he doesn't always consider all the different ways that other people might have learned something. If it's very clear to him that this is pshat, then he builds his svara on the pshat. And he has a pshat in the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis.
Big shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do that, and then we'll carry on. It's nice to be learning again.
Yes, yep.